Chapter 4. Jacuzzi sex leaves a lot on the mind. That's exactly what had been going on. Ebony headed for the shower and asked Emissary to join him. She did, and they continued a very sensual shower. Ebony headed for the shower and asked Emissary to join him, quite frankly, she did, and they continued a very sensual shower. As if Emissary finished Ebony's thoughts. The shower and bath accommodated a jacuzzi that the two migrated over towards, where the next hour found the jacuzzi occupied and the perfect sitting for after-sex conversation. E-flat leaned back and Emissary continued to massage him as they opened up about the plans ahead of them once more. Emissary sat straddling Ebony and began, "You know I'm going to miss this, right? I might have to fly there in behind you, not only to get a sneak peek, but some exciting new atmosphere is always romantic." Ebony, smiling yet delivering a very serious look, just stared at Emissary. He had a lot on his mind indeed. The beginning of an affair that he somewhat had been coerced into, as he later thought that perhaps it was not worth the turmoil. Yeah, after sex with Emissary. Great sex. This is the part where we normally hear from Stooge had it been Star and Locust. Yeah, great sex and a ring, and a car, and some more shopping, and some more shopping to put the cherry on the top of guilt. That is how that Sunday you were orchestrating with so much talent was served, right? But this was not them. Stooge was not there to interpret it on the sidelines as to how to proceed, as she did at the studio. Ebony was going to have to come up with some combative strategy or cowered into instinctive masculine to female attraction topped with Astacaris's ass, aggressive sexuality, and it was quite the Sunday. Real natural ingredients.